Sentai Review, episode 144, Saban's Master Rider, part 2.
Welcome to Jobber Wrestling Corner, the show that has more to do with...
You just said Jobber.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to Jobber Wrestling Corner, the show that has more to do with Super Sentai than this stupid show, all because... Kofi Kingston and Big E and goddammit, and Xavier Woods decided to come out and to summon midgets wearing pancake outfits, which has more to do than Saban's Master Rider has anything to do with Super Sentai. By the way, we're only going to be doing from, I think we left off on episode 20 last time, so we're only doing from episode 20 to episode, 21 to 30. Mostly that's my fault because I got a Switch and I was too busy playing Breath of the Wild and Kirby to give a rat's ass to watch this on Thursday night when I was supposed to be watching this. So I tried to marathon it on Friday and got to like episode 26 and I was like, just do 10, man. Just do 10.
Yeah, luckily I only got like two over, so...
Of course, that means next time we're going to say, yeah, we're going to come back with the other 10, and I'm going to get in, and I'm going to be like, just do 5, man, just do 5. Because that's how this started.
No, seriously, this is painful to watch.
Look, we found this on YouTube, or at least I know I found it off of YouTube.
I found it and downloaded it and then tried to put the episodes in the right order, tried being the keyword.
Not me. My dumbass is still watching it off of YouTube and jumping around where episode 16 is technically episode... 24 jobless, and if I go to episode 23, that's technically episode 21. So yeah, I'm doing a whole lot of time skips here. But to make all that even more fun, I said, "Hey, it's only 40 episodes. We'll marathon the entire thing, and we'll just knock it out of the park." And then we get like 4 or 5 in, and I was like, "Screw it, just do the first 20." So now it's like, yeah, we're going to come back and we're going to do the next 20 and we'll have this done. No, man, just do 10. Just do 10. We'll do 10 next time. So next time it's going to be, all right, let's do these 10. And I'm going to get 2 or 3 episodes in. I'm going to be like, just do 5, man. I don't want to. I got Mario Rabbids to play. I've got a bunch of other crap on my PlayStation. I'm done. Which, by the way, the reason why it is we're not jumping into stuff is because you can obviously tell it's just me and Scott because we already said... It's just going to be us two if we do Rider. Shane is en route, I think.
Hopefully.
I think he's on his way.
In which case, he'll be joining us for the next episode, so.
Yeah. Because Bill's got other stuff to do.
Then possibly somebody else if.
Yeah, Kevin may swing in for the next episode as well. For you guys for next week, if you're watching this off YouTube, if you're listening to the podcast, literally the next episode, because these will go up at the same time. And for us in like a couple hours once he gets off work, depending. And again, that's also if Shane finally decides to show his happy ass up, unless he's off playing D&D with, you know, some of our other friends, which, I mean, hell, at least he's doing something other than sitting here watching this crappy show. So let's dive right in.
Scott Action Jackson.
Seth Sario Level.
And let's do the contact info. Contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to fandomnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, now that we've got the contact stuff down, let's hop into episode 21, Unmasked Rider.
Do we have to?
Yeah, kind of, since we have to start working on this Masked Rider stuff.
But I just want to look at the mom's boobs some more. Do we have to? There's so many other things that we could be doing that'd be way more fun.
Actually, I think I got... I think I got
you still have those? Gee, I wonder why. Okay.
Anyway.
So, moving on.
The brief summary. Patsy gets too close to discovering the truth about Dex. Meanwhile... Dex's brother returns to upgrade the Master Rider powers again.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now we have Master Rider Blue.
Master Rider Super Blue. Super Liquid Blue. Aqua Form.
Blue.
And apparently when his morpher thing got upgraded. Apparently, sugar on any kind of device should technically break it.
Technically speaking, yes, but considering the fact that they are, once again, super genius, they were able to get all the sugar out of the components in 10 minutes, apparently.
10-ish minutes?
Look, I've seen people deal with technology a lot. Jeremy does it all the time. That's why he's our tech guy. I've never seen that man sit down in like 10 minutes and get granulated sugar out of a circuit board and get it installed into something perfectly, especially when a dumb broad has a wet sponge on dry sugar. Wet sponge plus dry sugar equals wet sugar. You know what wet sugar makes? A mess. That's what it makes.
A hot mess.
Yeah, a hot mess. Yes, exactly. A hot mess. I don't know about you, but first of all, she has water around open electronics. Then she has water around sugar, which again makes most syrups, which turns into caramels and candies, also turns into the soda that you're currently drinking on, or the Monster, whatever energy drink that you're attempting to chug and hope not to die of a heart attack.
Chug, 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 chug.
Some people, yeah, sure, keep going, have a heart attack. Saving the planet. Of course, then again, I think that's just the people that I've dealt with at work today. Have a heart attack and never call me and bother me again. But that's just because I'm a bitter old man. Anyway, so yeah.
You're like, not the only one.
No, I know, but still. So yeah, quite literally, somehow this fool manages to clean up circuitry, which is now wet from a sponge and has syrup all over it from the wet sponge and the sugar, and somehow manages to get it connected just in time to walk out the front door
and somehow walk to a canyon
on the other side of town just in the nick of time, doing the thumbs up pose here for everybody on the podcast.
Thumbs up, soldier.
Yeah, because quite literally, like I said, he walks to the middle of a quarry in which Dex had to drive there. Let me say that one again. He had to drive there, but somehow this quarry, if you just walk, you just kind of walk up a hill, walk slightly down the hill, and you're there.
Yeah, it's like maybe a few minutes away.
In which case, apparently, he should have taken the damn dirt bike and drove up the hill and down the hill.
Hell, I'm going
to
bring...
Instead of taking the car and driving halfway across town to get to the spot, like 3 feet away from his backyard.
Hell, I'm going to bring up something like that about with the plane episode.
Yeah, yeah, the plane episode. Yeah, exactly, but still.
Now, I'm guessing similar to the Super Gold... Super Blue probably isn't the actual name of the mode in the Japanese version.
No, considering the fact that we've already covered this. I know you still probably have the costume sitting on your computer.
Probably. Oh, so, wait. Maybe.
Yeah, you might have done some cleanup.
Yeah, I think I probably transferred it to the...
storage.
Hard drive, because it was like past this one era of Masked Riders, so...
Right, but either way, because this is basically RX, I do believe.
Yeah, this is supposed to be RX.
So, yeah. So, like I said, we've already covered this. Go back and rewatch the old episode. Yeah. In fact, future Scott, make fun of past Scott for being dumb by putting the names up now. Even though I know you're not going to, you're basically going to put up a giant middle finger being like, I ain't making fun of myself. That's your job. Make fun of your own damn self.
But when I heard this name, it's like, this is Super Blue. It's like, why don't you call it Aqua Mode?
Because
you're turning into water.
Aqua Mode is not cool. You know how I know? Aquaman.
Oh.
It took him until how long to finally be considered cool? And mind you, that's one of Shane's like favorite superheroes.
until Batman v Superman?
Technically speaking, no. No, technically it took Aquaman up until some of the games. I want to say guarantee up until the DC Rebirth. Like, I want to say it was around Rebirth was when Superman started to... Or not Superman.
I was going
to
say,
Aquaman started being cool.
What about Smallville, since there was a Aquaman?
Not sure. Truth be told, I never watched it.
I thought there was. Anyway.
A question for Shane for later when he gets here, or for future Scott to correct yourself right now.
But yeah. Masked Rider has a new form. It's blue.
Woo. Moving on. Don't care. Yeah. All done.
Episode 20.
I'm back to drinking my drink.
Episode 22. Ferbus's Day Out.
Well, First of all, I want to congratulate this man who takes orders for pizzas, who clearly deals with enough drunks and stoners where yum yum goomy goomy means, oh, you want a large pie with the works? Nami, 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 nami. Nami, what? Oh, hold the anchovies. Okay, I got you. All right. Hey, Ralph, one pie with the works. Hold the chovies. That's the only thing I can imagine. Hey, look, guy, I got your number right here. I can see it on my screen. I know exactly who you are. I know exactly where you are and what you're doing. Wait, what? Oh, why didn't you say so? Large pie with the works.
Anyway, summary. While the stewards...
Either you are a super genius or you're just in the head, man.
You know what? These shows are handing out super geniuses all the time, so why not?
Exactly.
But while the stewards go out for a wedding anniversary, Ferbus goes on an adventure of his own. And
adventure my ass. Yeah. Instead of leaving their dog food, they decided to leave because, don't worry, we'll be right back. After the dog's already basically saying, hey, I'm starving, I haven't eaten anything today. You remember the last time you didn't feed your pet? You remember what happened last time? Do you? Do you? Because I remember. You know how I know I remember? Because I bitched about it then, and I'm going to bitch about it now. Well, yeah, yeah, it had to work there.
As
Petridge Farm remembers.
And he gets caught by the local pound, or for a while. Meanwhile, Masked Rider faces off with a monster and Doubleface, whom has a new weapon called the Super Sword.
I'm almost certain that's not a matter of the local dog catchers, because...
It's a local pound.
Well, yeah, I mean, technically it is. It's the local dog catchers. That's what they have plastered on their van. But I don't think they work for the dog catchers, because...
They were animal control, so...
No, because I know people...
That's what was listed on the truck, anyway.
Yeah, that's what was listed on the truck.
But they were more like weird redneck hick people.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure that was more an episode of... or not episode, excuse me. They were more from... oh, God, what's the movie? The...
Somebody versus the Evil or something like that?
No, not Tucker and Dale versus Evil, because that one's actually brilliant. No, I'm thinking of a... Damn it, the name of the movie that all that joke and stuff come from. Deliverance. There we go. Came from Deliverance. You got a pretty mouth there, boy. Yee-hoo!
Yeah, trust me, they were doing a lot of that shit.
Pizza. Pizza.
But,
problem solved.
But towards the beginning of this, I'm getting to the point where it's like, I don't know which one's worse. Normal, annoying Ferbus, or crying Ferbus?
Yeah.
Or crying in quotations, because he's
fake crying because he wants to go, but they can't go because we're going to a restaurant. By the way, this is clearly Los Angeles because this is an outdoor restaurant.
Yeah.
A fancy mile-long waiting list outdoor restaurant. Where they have a singing waiter who just sings Figaro, followed by snails. You're cooking up snails? You pulled them out of their tiny homes? And you cooked them up? And yes, Luigi, prepare with a little bit of the garlic butter and the shitty fake Italian accent, and you know, looking very stereotypical and racist and like a bunch of dumbasses. And what do you want me to do? What is this boy? Is he some sort of a bug enthusiast? Followed by, don't worry, everybody. Yeah, we know.
We know
it's
your
anniversary.
Shut the.
Yes, we know too. We've been watching this crap for how long now? We know it's crap. Go back to being King Mondo and not being in crap.
So speaking of odd crap, so his base form was keeping up with the two the monster and the double face.
Yep.
He runs away, and he's like, oh, shoot, double face has returned. No, the motherfuckers are still standing there right where he left them again.
Once again.
Again.
Yeah, once again, you walked away from the fight to go deal with whatever else it is you were dealing with, so that way then you could come back later to deal with it. Why?
I'm guessing that's maybe why the original Japanese version is better, because it doesn't have this shit in the middle of a fight.
Well, of course. Of course, that's because in the original, when it comes down to it, a fight is a fight. The fight does not end until either the hero is defeated to a point where he has to run away, in which case then the town is being destroyed, to which case they're sitting around like, oh man, what do? I've got to do something, I've got to do something, I've got to do something. Oh wait, right, here's your new power, go out and kill with the new power. Instead, he already has the new power. Stay and fight until it's done. Make them go away, okay, now go back to dealing with, here's your story as to why, you know, everybody else is doing other stuff.
Now, I did find it humorous from what we know about the Power Rangers during the Green with Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Double Face has an, ah, oh, my hands moment!
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, is he going to flip?
No.
No.
No, this is Masked Rider, this is not Super Sentai.
Yeah.
See, Super Sentai, their powers are so strong that it hurts your hands and makes you flip. In this, his power's strong, but it's only strong enough to hurt your hands, not make you flip.
Yeah.
That, and I think his power was also split amongst a couple other problems as well. So, technically, it could have been strong enough to hurt his hands and make him flip. But.
Anyway. Episode 23. Episode 23.
This is what you get for dicking around on your phone when there's a million and one other things going on.
No, the messenger things keep popping up while I'm going through the.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I mean. You should turn that shit off. Be like, we're recording.
No, it's popping up while I'm reading this stuff. That's from.
Really?
Yeah. Episode 23, Jobless.
Hmm.
Our hero lands an employment gig at the arcade, but Count Dragon unleashes a scheme to stop him with some grape soda. But I think just the idea of Dex getting a job, let alone trying out for the jobs...
Right.
That right there should be a hilarious comedy series.
Yeah, it should be, but,
No.
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 No, no.
No, no.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, again, it's one of those things where it's not terrible. It's just, eh.
Yeah. And I know from my experiences of washing dishes, because I did it for a few years at a Pizza Hut, and... I know more goes into it than what Dex did at that arcade.
Right.
Oop.
Yeah, I was about to say, let me borrow this real quick. Right, exactly. But, I mean, it's also, it's kind of one of those things where, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, truly at the end of the day, it's just one of those things where, I mean, we're so used to this formula now, it's almost sad. Like... Show up, okay, do some stuff. Oh no, Dragon, run away, be bitch. Okay, alright, well, we've got, oh yeah, back to this.
Oh,
did we really need, like, the 20 minutes of side story where you fought a motherfucker and then you get tired of it, so you turn around and you run away so you could go do something stupid just to be like, oh... They're back. That's right. I never fought them and beat them. Gets to a point where literally by the third time this happens, Moon Dude, who's supposed to be the arcade stoner, man, I'm the Cheech and Chong of the show, dude. I'm supposed to be like super out of it, hippy dippy, sitting in the back smoking the weed and doing stupid junk like that. And don't worry, I know you'll be right back. I got it. Hey, bro, just a great day today. Just tomorrow, don't really take that many breaks, all right?
And
can we just like not take breaks at all? If you're gonna go do something, and only come back when your task is done.
And I don't know how or why, but Ferbus and his dad get kidnapped, put inside of a building, have a bomb set next to him.
It's because Ferbus wanted to go see Dex at the arcade, because Ferbus didn't really want to go see Dex. Ferbus wanted to go to the arcade to steal food from the arcade, because that's Ferbus's plot thread in life is, I'm always hungry,
yeah.
I'm going to steal all the food. Yeah. Ha ha, jokey, laughy, laughy, joke, joke.
And then later on he steals some other stuff too, but that's, we'll get to it.
So Ferbus is there hiding behind the counter, yummy, yummy, goomy, goomy, eating ice cream, and driving us completely insane, because once again, 1970s and 80s cartoon, you have to have the dumb pet. Have to have the dumb pet. You have to have the Snarf. You have to have the Robbie robot from Fantastic Four. You've got to have the dumb, stupid, goofy pet. You've got to have a Slimer. All he does is runs around with the real Ghostbusters. Oh, I'm Slimer. I don't really contribute anything. I'm just Slimer.
Actually, I think a few times he did, but that's about it.
A few times he did, yeah. But generally, for the most part, his job is to be the obnoxiously cute animal that, you know, is supposed to be there. Much like what they were going to do with, Kitty's dragon. I think it's Lockheed.
Oh, the Kitty dragon in that pilot?
Yeah, from X-Men.
Yeah.
Lockheed. Yeah, he was supposed to be cute, happy, sunshiny pet that's supposed to be there. Just like that stupid monkey from the Super Friends with the stupid twins. Hey, look, we have our pet monkey Bubbles, who's going to walk around and carry form of a bucket of water because I'm an idiot. And form of bucket of water every single time, if not a damp sponge, because that's really going to save the world. Damp sponge.
Now, while Ferbus and the father is inside.
I hate when they do this crap. Okay, but yes, while they're inside.
The Masked Rider decides to go outside and try to finish the bad guy. He's like, okay, Magno, let's go and save Dad and Ferbus.
Now,
like, wait. Just go inside the door and go rescue them.
Yeah.
That simple.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the absolute best part about this. You know how we've been bitching in Power Rangers, whether it was Mighty Morphin, or the half a season of Alien, or Zeo.
Or all of it.
Or most of Turbo. How you have these incompetent bad guys. They're incompetent. They can't do a single thing. King Mondo sucks ass. He's smart. He's learning. He knows each one of these is a learning experience. We'll get better. We'll beat the Rangers. The Court Jester is basically Kefka from Final Fantasy VI. Hey, I kidnapped the family. I placed a nuke next to them that's going to blow up. And it's going to kill them and Masked Rider. No more Masked Rider. We could take over the planet. There's going to be nothing that will stop us. Nothing on the face of this entire universe that could stop us.
See, that right there is going to be an issue with Dragon. Because he wants the Masked Rider powers.
Exactly. Dragon wants the power. You know why Dragon wants the power? He wants the power to conquer the universe.
Yeah.
The power is the only thing that could stop him. Once again, we're dealing with the power. Big, bold font, the more you know, only change it to the power. He has the power. We need the power. Go get the power. Because we can't take over the universe if we don't have the power. His henchman, quite literally, has a bomb going to destroy the family along with Dex. No, you fool. If Dex is destroyed, Masked Rider's power goes with it. Bitch, you only want the power so you can take over the universe because it's the only thing that can stop you. If it's gone, what stops you? Nothing. Take over the universe. Because there's nothing to stop you. Finally, somebody has a brilliant idea. It'll work. It'll kill him. He's done. He's off the battlefield. You done, son. You done. Pack up your stuff. You done. That's the end of the game. It's the ball game.
And later,
you're up 80 to nothing, man. 80 to nothing. Doesn't matter what sport you're in. 80 to nothing with like 3 seconds left, you've won.
And in a while here, there's going to be a, you done fucked up, you done fucked up part.
Oh, knifed up. You have up now. Knifed up, knifed up. By the way, we're only being PC because we're at Jeremy's again and the kiddies are here, so we're trying to be polite to the children.
So,
but yeah, they super screw up because guess what? He's done. No more. He's gone. One, the show is over, so thank God for that. And two, the villain has won. Who stops him? Nobody. If there's nobody there to stop you, what are you worried about? Yeah, it's going to take you a little bit longer because you don't have somebody who can wear the Masked Rider outfit to be like, yeah,
no.
Listen to him. He's the smartest person on the face of the planet.
There's
for
still...
the propaganda reason of, hey, he's the smartest person on the face of the planet.
No, there's still a Rider. There's his brother still out there with that Rider power.
Yeah, that's true. But here's the other fun part, too. Was it last episode or is it in a later episode when Two-Face gets the sword? Wasn't that the last episode?
He had one last episode, but he's going to get another one later. So
okay. Well, in the one that he gets later, we'll go ahead and we'll spoil that little bit now. Ah, this sword. It is the greatest thing. It would help me to stop Masked Rider.
Oh, no. He did that on the last one.
Bring out the fake Robo-Rider.
Yeah, that happens on the last one. It's like a gold form as a robot.
If you have the fake robot, what does it matter? Use the fake robot and say, hey, Kamen Rider's here. He says we're great guys. Don't you? Have the robot put a thumbs up. He doesn't have to say anything. He just has to be there and be like point to them and thumbs ups and... These dudes are cool, like just kind of pantomime. Yeah, look at these guys, they're awesome. Yeah, look at them, they're awesome. Listen to them, they're great. They're going to rule this world, and I've talked with them, and they're awesome. Just kind of, yeah, go with it. What does it matter? Dex is on Earth. What's he going to do? Nothing. Where are you going? Nowhere. Why? Because you're stuck on the planet Earth. Oh, I can leave at any time because my grandfather, oh, wait. Well, I can use Magna and shout to... Oh, wait. I'm stuck on this damn planet. Can't save the universe. What does it matter? Leave! Leave the Earth. He can have the Earth. There's nothing anybody can do about it.
So, on to the next episode. Episode 24. Back to Nature. The family goes camping. Dragon sends
a
water bug.
The family goes camping because the power gets shut off.
Thanks to the daughter.
Yeah. She was like, hey, it's a nice day outside. Anybody want to go out? Well, I mean, you know, I'm in the middle of playing with my RC car. Jeez, oh, Alvy. Hey, Dad, it's a nice day outside. You want to go do something outside? I wish I could. I'm busy doing something on the computer. All right. Well, you know, I mean, you've got a job, you've got work to do, so you got to work on the computer. All right. Hey, Dex, you want to go? Man, I'm almost to level 33. Like, can you come back when I'm at, like, level 50? In an old-timey game that has
R-type.
No save progress?
He's playing R-Type.
Yeah, exactly. He's playing R-Type, which has no save states, no progress saves. There is no level 33. He just basically, he's got to get good, not crash into stuff, and make sure that he gets all of his power-ups.
And meanwhile, the hot mom is fixing food.
Yeah, meanwhile, the mom is doing her job, which is trying out recipes for a wedding that's going to pay bills, much like how the dad is working on the computer for his job that's going to pay bills, and she goes outside and pulls the main circuit breaker. And as soon as she comes in, and everybody's like, what happened? Is there a power outage? What's going on? I turned off the power because it's such a nice day outside. We don't need to be cooped up inside. And my apologies for burping there. And the dad walks right over. Hey, you know, you're right. It is a nice day outside. Let's go camping. Once again, proving that they live in a fictitious universe. Because in this universe, the mom and the dad would have walked right over and said, young lady, you're grounded. I don't care if it's a nice day outside. Enjoy the nice day outside from up in your room. We have stuff to do to pay bills. How do you get clothes? How do you eat? How do you get gas to drive the family car to work? Or to school? Or to the mall? How do you have money to go to the mall and play in the arcade? How do you have money to do anything? We work. You cannot make money if don't have job to work.
But, Dragon sends down a water bug to try to blow up a bridge and lure Dex into a trap. Meanwhile, a scientist in the woods...
Look, no, we're gonna ignore the fact that a scientist thinks that an alien creature with a duck bill is a baby Bigfoot.
I remember hearing when they brought up camping, and Dex is like, what is camping?
Oh, yeah, let's go camping. All right, camping. What's camping? Camping is what you're doing right now. Camping is sitting inside of your house with no power. Can't watch TV. Can't use the stove because your stove is electric. Mom's already proved that a few times. Your stove is electric. You know how I know? Because it's now hooked up to a gas line. So you can't light the pilot light in order to get the oven to actually work, or the stovetop burners to work, so you can't cook anything. The microwave doesn't work. The only way to cook food is to sit outside on the grill or around a fire. There's no TV, there's no movies, there's no video games, there's no computer. Sit around and play Parcheesi and 52 Pickup. Welcome to camping. Camping is fun sometimes. What you're doing now is the fun version of camping. Called sitting inside, away from the bugs. Hey, guess what? You're sitting inside your house. You know what's great about sitting inside your house? Even if it is hotter than hell, you open a window and the sun doesn't burn you to death in the middle of the Los Angeles heat during summertime. Camping.
Now, while they're out camping, and Fervus gets captured somehow, and is like, the father's like, forget breakfast, we gotta find Fervus. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Forget that troublemaker.
Yeah.
I'm having breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. We're sitting out in the middle of nowhere. The last thing we had to eat was like 12 hours ago when Mom tried to go fishing and caught one of those stupid maggot worm thingies. Which, by the way, I can't remember if it's here or if it was earlier or what. But we get to see the actual putties of their universe.
Yeah, they're the maggots. Three maggots that keep showing up.
No, that's just it. There's the three maggots that keep showing up. But later on, they'll go to the Japanese footage.
Oh, yeah, the guys with the weird masks and stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to see the actual putties for no reason. I swear to God it's in this episode. I'm probably wrong.
No, I think it is. It's like while Dex is fighting the monster inside somewhere, and then they go outside, so...
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, yeah, there's just weird-ass putties that he's just knocking around, and it's like...
Oh, it's the guys who also showed up when that fake robot of Masked Rider showed up, too.
Yeah. So I guess that is later. But still...
Still, they show up throughout this stuff, too, so...
And nobody explains it. They're just there on the battlefield. I'm sorry, we've been sending these stupid worm things that are obviously American creations
since
they don't show up anywhere else.
Instead of these other assumed henchmen or something.
Yeah. What? Which, huh?
And they apparently sometimes battle Masked Rider.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But it's like, why? You guys can't even keep the continuity of, you know, the fake crap from, like, the American crap from the Japanese crap. Like,
I'm going to bring that up later.
You mean the one where...
With the giant stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But
luckily, I didn't watch that episode. I was too busy. I was like, nope, done with this. So I sat around and I started playing Rabbids. I was like, yeah, I just got some Mario crap done. I'm going to sit down and play some more missions. Because I've got a skill tree that needs filled up.
On to the next episode. Episode 25. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
This guy is a nincompoop.
Yeah, the principal is tricked into studying Dexter's home life. And I don't know why, but when I was listening and watching this episode, even though it was kind of blurry because it was like VHS...
Yeah, that's kind of the reason why I stopped watching some of this. I also think it was around here where something cool started to happen, where because it literally is somebody took their VHS tape and, like, turned it, like, converted it into digital for their computer.
They had the break intros and
outros. Yeah, they
had,
like, the intros and outros and breaks from it being on Fox Kids, including, like, the guy who played Stone sitting, in, like, his head in the TV being like, don't go anywhere. Saban's Masked Rider will start soon.
And the annoying kids as like,
yeah, and the
I'll
kid,
be back.
Yeah, and he's on like a bungee thing slamming up against a green screen.
And then he bounces back saying, I'm back.
Yeah, that type of crap. Which, don't get me wrong, like, that's cool. Like, that's some of that nostalgia, which apparently everybody has a giant nostalgia boner for anymore. If it's not from when I was a kid, it sucks. I only want to watch from when I was a kid, because from when I was a kid is the greatest thing on the face of the planet. So there you go. You get to watch exactly what you saw when you were a kid. Bad, grainy footage on your brand new cell phone that gets, you know, 4K on your you know, inch by an inch screen on your phone. So now you can see bad VHS quality, not even like 180i. quality on your phone.
Now, I don't know why, but when I was listening to this, why did the principal sound like Q from Star Trek? Because I was like,
I made the joke, this is not Jabba Wrestling Corner, why do you have to ask questions?
Because it's like, I was listening to him, it's like, I remember he didn't look like the guy who played Q. And I listened to it, I'm like, it sounds like him. It's not him, but it sounds like him.
Cast.
But even at some point throughout this episode, even Dragon agrees that this is a waste of time, just like we do with this some of these fucking freaking episodes.
Yeah, this entire series, yes, has mostly been a giant waste of time. Crap baskets, where is...
Principal whatever his name.
Yes, and of course it's the same stupid name that they give for every idiot on the face of the planet. Like, any time he's supposed to be like a... like, they're supposed to be a jokey character. Mr. Chalmers, that's right. Because that's same as Super Nintendo Chalmers from... That's a Simpsons joke. Why ain't you laughing?
Simpsons did it.
Slap you. Okay, let's start at the bottom, because apparently this is being dumb. Oh, hey, look at that. He was in one episode of VR Troopers. Hey, look at that. That's something else we have to do. I don't want to goddamn do.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see.
At least they physically released that.
Oh, and I guess apparently he was a security guard in one episode of Turbo. Huh, I guess we missed it. Because he was so forgettable as a character actor. Let's see. Keep talking. I'm going through his filmography. Wait, really? He was the mime in an episode of SpongeBob? How does he get a part as a mime? Although, don't get me wrong, it's SpongeBob, so SpongeBob probably ticked him off to a point where he ended up being like,
Unless it was like a live-action part or something.
Maybe, but I mean, they're talking from the actual TV series and not the movie. Now, don't get me wrong, apparently he was reporter number 2 in the 2011 Muppets movie, but... Yeah, I know. I'm all the way up to 2015 and I'm not seeing anything, so yeah. He definitely wasn't, so...
Yeah.
I don't. He may have just sounded that way because you weren't paying attention, and I know some people sound similar when you're not doing anything, like if you're just kind of paying attention, but...
But yeah,
let's see here.
Yeah, I don't know why, but he sounded like the guy who played Q in the Star Trek, I guess, legacy lore, if you want to call it that. And as another siren goes by.
Oh, of course. That's because literally this is the main area. Like this is the main drag through town over in this area. So if somebody, and especially with the nursing home right up the street, if an old if one of the old folks falls and breaks a hip.
So on to the next episode. Episode 26, Showdown at Leewood High.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, the
With good old Bubba.
Bubba. Bubba the bully shows up and torments Dex and Herbie, and he challenges them to a fight after school.
Bubba. Bubba buddies.
Yeah. But, let's see. The only other thing I got after the bully's name is, isn't there usually some comedy bit with Furbus leaving the house alone, normally?
Technically, they're supposed to be, but considering the fact that Mr. I'm a genius, yet I'm a punk rocker, yet I have no conformist ideas to what it is I am other than a giant, basically, I'm bulk to the other bitch's skull. Or maybe it's the other way around, but either way.
Now, when Magno and Combat Chopper usually get summoned, why is it that it seems like when they finally finish transforming and actually get to Dexter, he should be dead?
The reason being is because once again they made the art one time, they made the CIG for them to transform, and because they did it one time, they have to do it every time. It's much like in Sailor Moon. They animated Sailor Moon transforming, they animated the Scouts transforming one time. Every other time, you do the same thing we do when we edit the episodes.
Now, I know...
Hey, this is Scott and Seth here. Welcome to episode 122 of Kamen Rider, and here you go. Pause the episode. Drag the intro music. Set the intro music. Okay, drag in Bill saying, hey, go to fandomnight.com. Edit that up. Trim up the audio. Do the this. Okay. Get there. Hit play. It's the same thing. It's already pre-recorded, pre-rendered, pre-ready to go. Slap that bitch in there and move on.
But the reason I say it is because even in Power Rangers, sometimes they shorten down their morphine. And on this, it's like, you could just have the car appear instead of just go through the whole
stuff. Rigmarole. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Weird. Anyway.
Okay, mute conversation till I turn back on because I got other stuff to do than listen to people being dumb.
Episode 27, Power Out.
Ooh, actually, hold that thought, because I can't remember where it is. I did make, like, two notes, and I can't remember where it happened at.
Well, let me get the summary out of the way. An explosion in Leewood Canyon leads Dex to a trap as Boulder Beetle saps Master Rider powers, then Doubleface has a war saber... And a repo spec, whatever monster waiting to finish him. So,
are you ready for this episode?
Is it the only note you have down? So this is the second episode where Doubleface has a powerful sword. Yay!
Which again, one, we've already seen it. Two, I already told you, we have the Masked Rider robot. Use it! Because you're trying to do, like, you know, Nazi propaganda films where, you know, everybody loves us. So because everybody loves us, you need to be on our side because everybody loves us. Of course, at the same time, I say Nazi propaganda film, but when you think about it, we've had propaganda films regardless of what country you live in or what political view you're trying to get behind. I mean, for God's sakes, considering the fact that, you know what, that's too political, I'll leave it alone for right now. But, yeah, basically the news you watch, yeah, it's state-run news, depending upon which network you're watching. Read up, kids! That's not a joke. I'm not even trying to be a conspiracy theory nut or anything like that. That's quite literally what's going on lately. I'll explain that one to you off camera, but or off mic anyway. But yeah, we'll go into that shit later. But yeah, quite literally, that's what Dragon's trying to do. He wants that power so he can make, again, propaganda film of, look, Kamen Rider loves us. You should love us too. And anybody who doesn't love Kamen Rider and loves us, they're evil Nazi villains and they need to be destroyed. Even though, by the way, we're the villains trying to take over the entire universe to bang bitches? I don't know. He never explained why he wants to take over the universe. I think they've said it once, but it was so weak and pathetic in the first episode that I don't even remember.
Well, I was going to say, technically he has somebody to bang next to him that helps him out, but that's...
No, because apparently she's a dunderhead and not worth the time. He doesn't quite use the dunderhead like he's Lord Zedd, but still...
So, did you have anything else for this episode, or was that it?
That was it. This one was one of those, they tried to make the heroic sacrifice of, oh no, if I have to sap Chopper and Magno in order
Wait,
to get
that
my...
was this one?
Yes, that was this one.
I thought that was the clone ones.
No. No, this one is, his power is being sapped by the rock monster.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
So I need Chopper, and I need my car to give me all of their power so I could be
He tried to contact his grandpa, which he needed Chopper and Magno to help. But, yeah.
Yep, because he's running out of power. Now, in the Clones episode, he uses their power to get up to the quote, Spider-Mobile, or whatever they refer to it as. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, nothing bad happened to him there. They were still there, no problem. But they tried to play this off as if it's heroic sacrifice just to cop out, like, not but 20 minutes later.
Actually, I think he tried calling...
Well, not even 20 minutes later, because the episode isn't even 20 minutes, but still.
I think he tried calling out Magno and Chopper, I think, what, like 5 or 6 times before...
He tried to call him out a few times, and he's like, oh, man... Oh, man, I'm so sad. My friends are gone. They're dead. Whatever.
I'll try it one more time. Oh, there you are.
Oh, wait. I haven't been at full power yet. Am I there? And he, like, looks at a watch. And it's like 99%. Ding! Oh, now I'm at 100%. Chopper, Magno, rev up. Hey, boss, it's glad to be back. God damn it, here we go again. Can't even play the heroic sacrifice card for an episode.
So, on to episode 28, Saturday Morning Invasion.
This one, I have something important to say.
Okay, let me get the brief summary out. Dragon discovers alien competition. Can Dex defeat Dragon and his new Titan of Terror? That's summary.
Will they ever see the end of their terrible movie?
The fucking outros.
Look, here's the important thing I have to say on this episode. Patsy is running around. There's aliens! There's aliens! There's aliens! They're gonna eat our brains! Talking to an alien. There's your first mistake. Second mistake. Ugh, come on! You've gotta believe me, don't you? Mr. Mailman, don't go to that house! There's aliens there! But come on, don't you believe me? I know I heard screams, and I know I saw an alien. Patsy, do what you're gonna do. I have better things to do with my Saturday. I can agree with the show for once. Something good. I have something better to do with my Saturday. You're right, I do have something better to do with my Saturday. Other than be stuck at work all day. I've got games to play. I've got movies to watch. I know come next weekend there's a movie I want to go watch that I won't be able to watch until like a month from now when I have the time and money, because I want to go see Super Troopers next weekend, but not going to be able to because I got so much crap going on, because I blew up a tire. Scott put up the picture of my blown up tire on my truck. Which, by the way, also Scott put up the picture of my tire when you're doing the ending of fucking WrestleMania Sucks Ass episode of Jabba Wrestling Corner when I'm bitching about my truck sucking.
Oh, I'll get to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently this other...
Also go outside and take a picture of the dead truck that's... Or the dead tire that's in the back of my truck.
But
I almost died. And it was fun.
But,
And it would have been better than watching this!
In this episode, we get another little alien creature who...
TC.
I thought it was Elsie. Little creature.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right, it is. Yeah. I thought it was tiny creature, that's why it's TC. So yeah, it's Elsie.
But, yeah, apparently he has a new spaceship and it broke down.
Yep, his spaceship sucks.
Now...
He has the same spaceship that E.T. gets dropped in, dropped off in the Atari game.
Now... Elsie seems a lot more handy than the annoying Fervus.
Gee, I wonder why.
But, when...
Technically, if people could put their differences aside, now that I'm thinking about it, technically, Elsie could solve the whole world hunger problem. Because he says, hey, you see that apple and that pair of scissors on that table?
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. They're big.
Do the wiggle! Okay, now do the wiggle! Sorry, wrestling joke. Yeah, so he wiggles his fingers, and the apple on the table grows to be the size of like a beach ball. Oh, another wrestling
beach
joke.
Ball.
Yeah, beach balls. So yeah, so quite literally, he blows it up to the size of a beach ball.
Hey, we're throwing references on references.
Goddamn right. Welcome to Fandom Night, the show that is nothing but references on top of references, on top of memes, on top of references, on top of reference memes, on top of meme references, on top of, where were we again? Lost my
beach
train
ball.
Of thought. Beach ball! Boxes! Oh, no, that's Markiplier. Okay.
But, yeah, when Elsie gets captured and told to make the insectivore giant, I'm like... Okay, giant insectivore, call in the Rangers with
nope.
their giant...
He already fought the Rangers. They're not friends anymore, remember?
No.
Because they fought.
Instead, he makes Masked Rider giant. Which, this right here brings up another issue I have. On top of the... VHS quality, which might also help into this issue.
Where's the military shooting missiles and blowing stuff up? Because obviously the military should be involved in some way, shape, or form. Oh, wait, this is a Japanese show where they don't use the military. The kaiju are basically supposed to be metaphorical representations of all of the big monsters out there in the universe. Like, American military who decided to blow up all of Japan 5 times. Or all of Nazi Germany who decided to stab Japan in the back when they tried to help him. Or any of the other powerful countries like Russia and stuff like that. So, it's already military base! No military! Fuck the military! Yay! I'm sorry, I'm bored.
What I was going to say...
No, I know, I'm just...
Was that it looks more like Kamen Rider Black and not Black RX fighting this giant thing.
Right.
It's like, wait, okay, it only looks like Masked Rider Black X when it's actually showing the front of the face and stuff.
Right.
But in the wide shots, it's like, are you using the previous series and not this series?
Yes. Yeah. You know the reason why? It's the exact same reason why, and I can't remember which episode it is, it's the exact same reason as to why it is that Dex comes out wearing his fucking...
His white attire.
Yeah, his white... jacket with his white MC Hammer pants, I think is
and his
the best
white
way
gloves.
To describe. Yeah, and his white gloves, and he's literally wearing that throughout the entire episode. Yet any time that you see, quote, Dex fighting, and I do mean legit quotes, yeah, from the back.
It's not him.
Yeah, because any time that there's a crazy move, they had him, like, jump up and then face plant into push-up position to push himself up and come up into a fighting stance. To which case, then he'd get his ass whooped, or have to run, or jump, or dive, and you could clearly tell that it's the actual Japanese actor, not a joke, they clearly showed his face 3 different times, in one fight scene, because their editing sucks.
Oh, you want to talk about editing sucks? When he face plants, and then the next scene is him sitting.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
Dex.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
So, yeah, it is... Fuck.
Sorry, I'm bored.
What the...
Keep going. I'm bored.
I was going to say, we're hopping in the next episode, so...
Episode
29, Passenger Furbus. It's Grandma's birthday. She sent the Stewart's...
I need my gun.
She sent the Stewart's airline tickets to celebrate. Once aboard the plane, Dex is going to have issues leaving the plane without revealing his identity somehow. Well, first off...
Meanwhile, What's-Her-Nuts, the Spider Queen...
No, actually, first before then, we have a Peeping Tom maggot.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Then we have the bad guy saying, what is an aeroplane?
Yep.
Aeroplane.
Yep. And then again, we have Queen Broad running around doing her thing, being a jerk. And once again, finally making sense with something.
Which part?
You have failed me yet again. You said this was a done deal. Well, sire, apparently being in the service industry is a lot harder than it looks.
You have no idea.
Yep, you got no clue, lady.
So at some point, Furbus, who ends up in the bag and on the plane, starts flying.
What is that? Look, man, all I know is it ain't metal. The security guards watching the stupid X-ray machine.
Oh, that.
What in the world is that? Hey, man, all I know, that ain't metal. It's fine.
But,
And that's all I gotta say.
Furbus flies the plane.
First of all, this is a primitive Earth craft.
You know what? Furbus can drive the Stewart's family vehicle, so I'm like, he's flying a plane.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go with
it. Exactly. Who cares? Will Furbus ever get his pilot's license? Find out next time on No, We Won't.
I know when Dex does his transformation, it's like, Dex, you're standing over one of the pilots Never mind. And did Dex put a hole in the plane, or did he change into the Super Blue to exit the plane and then change back to his normal form?
Truth be told, the quality on this one was such shit that, or maybe it was the one before, I can't remember, but either way, by this point, the quality was getting to that point of being, like I said, legit crap. So, I went back to playing Mario and Rabbids. So playing some SOCOM Mario, what's the other one? XCOM, there we go. Yeah, I was playing XCOM Mario. Because.
And then, at the end of this episode, somehow the Stewarts, I guess by way of Furbus, have the plane service cart. Okay, something else Furbus has stolen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what happened to our stewardess, but I just want you to know that while I'm on the plane and I'm just looking out a window like all the rest of you are, I want you to know that we've arrived at our destination. I'm sitting on the plane with all of you, looking out windows just like all of you are. We're here. Yay!
All right, episode 30. Yay, the last episode for now.
Yay.
Episode 30, Mixed Doubles. Count Dragon decides to clone the Stewart family, then himself. It seemed odd with the
Clones.
Stewarts.
Yes, Master. Remember, we do not want to alarm our young prince. Blend in and act normal. Yes, my master.
They don't.
No? No, for once, they act like a typical normal family.
Not the normal family Dex has, though.
No, not the normal psychotic mommy and daddy, and, you know, the two kids are super well-behaved, and everybody's, oh, gee, shucks and swell, and everything's good to go, and there's nothing wrong. Where the typical white picket fence, normal American family values. I'm sorry, by the late 90s, 85% of the country was labeled dysfunctional. The clones were the typical American family. Technically still are the typical American family. There's no mommy and daddy and three kids with the white picket fence and they've got a dog and everything's swell. Because if you see that family, they're up to something. The last time we saw a family like that, they ended up in the news where mommy and daddy had the kids chained to a radiator.
I was going to say, the last time I saw a family like that was on Supernatural.
Yeah, there's that too, but...
And that's during season 3.
Yeah, but I'm talking like real life.
Oh, okay.
Like they tried to play it off like real life. No, the last time something like that happened, mommy and daddy are currently going to jail. And the like 4 or 5 kids who were basically chained to radiators and forced to eat dog food. Because when they were out and about in public, they were the typical American family. Mommy and daddy with the white picket fence, and the kids are all happy, and everything's swelling good and dandy.
Now, there's one thing I did enjoy from this episode. The battle between Masked Rider and the Dragon Clone.
Right, yeah, that one was actually good.
Yeah, because I don't know if this itself is actually from the finale of the Black RX... But I got a feeling maybe it is. Or at least maybe halfway.
I think it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because he was getting his ass handed to him an awful lot. And I mean an awful lot.
Yeah.
Like he literally had to go through all of his forms to finally take him down.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'm thinking that was supposed to be like the finale. Like the finale episode that they took that
in the Japanese
stuff from.
Version, yeah.
Yeah. But
so, that's 10 episodes of Masked Rider down. 10 more to go.
God. How much time do we have left?
It's an hour and about 3.
Shoot. So. I was hoping for it to be longer, because Kevin doesn't get off work until... Oh, actually, I think he should be off work by now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could still at least call Kevin, seeing as how Shane is MIA.
Yeah. So, I think that does it for this episode, unless you want to throw anything else as far as Masked Rider.
I'm just going to... Here, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a typical meeting post to the Facebook group messenger. Yeah, man, we just finished up doing Masked Rider, so if you want to come on over and do some filming, you can come over and do some filming. I think we're still going to be here for quite a while before we get to doing up the Doctor's episode, seeing as how that's next up on the list. Still have no idea where the fuck Shane is, but I'm going to call him in a little bit and tell him that he needs to get over here or he gets no more of my penis for a month. And that's a typical post to the meeting group. So, yeah, I think we are done here because I got to tell Shane that if he doesn't get over here, I'm not giving him any dick for a while.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.